So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
Let's go back to our chocolate debate.
The chocolate debate?
I definitely think C's is the best. C's hits different, dude. Variety. I feel like the quality is just like, all of it is high.
Just walk in.
It's expensive.
Sample? Sure.
They wear that goofy outfit. It's great service. It's expensive. It's like $30 for a pound.
I'll be honest with you. It's been a while since I've had the C's, so I feel like... You know, maybe this is our next blind taste test. Maybe we're doing a box-to-box comparison, and we really throw it down. Now, you guys got to bring the C's because I brought the Godiva, so there's that. But...
You're going to say this till we do it?
Sure. I have discipline now. I'm doing a marathon later this year, okay?
You can't have any of this, then.
What flavor is the big one?
Dark chocolate lion.
Lion?
Yeah.
What's that?
Caramel lion.
Oh, that's all up your alley, my brother.
It says dark, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
they have the milk chocolate caramel.
I was about to say, they got to have like the milk one, no?
Yeah, it's the little buddies.
Milk chocolate caramel embrace.
I think it's this one.
Dude, you ever had a chocolate box and then you thought you were done and then you lifted it up and there's a whole nother layer under it?
Sounds like See's Candy.
It reminds me of Pepperidge Farm, you know, the cookies in a bag where you take out another layer and there's more. And you're like, oh, shit.
I've been throwing half these away my whole life.
Those are fake fancy, too. They're not actually fancy. Ghirardelli's fake fancy. It tries to be classy. Feels made up.
It's like the whole marketing on like the, it's like the shininess of the wrapper and all.
It's just we see right through it.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to pull on smart guys like us.
That's the caramel one.
Well, eat it.
You want caramel?
I'm not going to eat any.
Oh, what the fuck? I already had my one for today.
You what?
I already had my one for today.
Well, two pieces is a serving.
I really, really want one, but I want one after dinner. That's the thing.
Two is only 100. You had one, it's only 55 calories. Treat yourself.
All right.
If you're going to twitch my arm. Cream puff.
So, I don't know if I'm stealing James's thunder here, but Rob, you know what James hit me up about?
Golf?
No.
What are you, crazy?
That is totally outlandish. He would never do that. It's something way more likely that you would totally guess. James wants to do a 5K in February. A 5K
because
run.
Max and I are doing a half marathon in November.
Oh, you're
so this
committed.
Is like the ramp.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Oh, boy.
Nice.
Got to start there somewhere.
Rob, you trying to get in on this?
No.
So Blake and I are going to have a race in 6 weeks. We're going to have a 5K race.
Is it 6 weeks? Oh, it is in 6 weeks.
6 weeks. It's a timed, just 3.1 mile time. What?
Just two unathletic people.
Y'all have health
definitely
insurance.
Definitely past your prime.
That have turned the corner.
What'd you say?
I said y'all have health insurance?
Yeah.
I do. I actually, starting tomorrow, I'm on that good now. Because I will be on that young lady's insurance, and I will not have to be paying for it out of pocket anymore.
Wow.
I will have the good graces of HSBC contributing, so it makes me pay less. I'm a very happy camper about this.
Wow.
Nice.
Shout out HSBC.
Dude, shout out HSBC.
Do they use United Healthcare?
No, dude. They got
Oh, no. Your prices just went up to pay for that dude's funeral.
Yeah, I got that Blue Crop Blue Shield, whatever. You know what I mean? That PPO. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
I don't even know.
Very nice.
I'm very, very, very happy. You wouldn't believe this, Rob, but I was playing COD and I was in a lobby with Luigi Mangione
from the cells.
He's got Xbox in there.
Yeah,
hey, they have some crazy stuff inside.
I thought it was crazy. And then I actually, I saw this like crazy ass Facebook post. There was this girl who said that she was on a hike with him on the day.
December 2nd at 7 a.m.
December 2nd at 7 a.m.
That's hilarious.
Here's a picture of him and I haven't been keeping up with that one.
Yeah, no, I can't say I have either.
But I did play Rivals.
Marvel's yeah, no, I actually want Rivals. I want the full breakdown
I
want
to hear it.
Really? Okay. So I download it in 42 gigs, whatever. Play the beta or the tutorial.
Okay.
And it is exactly, I've played the tutorial of Valorant and this is like the exact same. It feels like the same, I guess. I don't know.
How fast did you uninstall it?
It's still installed, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
So I played the tutorial and I was absolutely crushing it, right? And then I played like one public match and it felt really stupid, I'll be honest. I don't even know what character, my team had to approve what character I could play.
What?
And I didn't even know what character I was. I've never seen this guy before. It wasn't fucking Superman.
You're like, I'm just trying to be Wolverine. Can I be Wolverine? Like,
what's his name?
Let me look. I don't know. I gotta look it up. You guys excited for Snow White?
Yeah.
Snow White?
Did you guys see the preview?
Looks good.
I haven't seen it. What,
has like the most like dislikes.
Oh, really?
In a long time.
They're making a new Snow White.
Oh, goodness gracious. Who's the lead?
Couldn't tell you.
I know Gal Gadot's in it.
Dude, I'll tell you what, though. If they had Sydney Sweeney playing Snow White, I might watch.
She might just be Cinderella.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Or Cinderella's slutty sister. What was I looking up?
Your character approval or something like that? Or what character you were?
Rivals. And yeah, anyways, it's just like we're running around. I was trying to shoot. I couldn't even, like, my gun was trash. There's a whole guy just running around smashing everything.
Was there one guy in the lobby that just absolutely mowed everyone?
I legit played for 1 minute, maybe.
Really?
Dipped the fuck out of
it. It was that bad. I can't believe you form opinions that quick about the game.
No, I'm obviously jumping to conclusions. Not really fair. I didn't enjoy my first 30 seconds.
It's, dude, I'm
not my kind of game.
Okay. My overall, from what you're telling me, I can tell already that the one thing that I think that you're not considering with this particular game is that games like Overwatch, games like Marvel's Rivals, games like Valorant, very, very, very dependent on teamwork. Same thing with League of Legends, very, very dependent on teamwork. Like, understanding the team mechanics of the game, how support players, you know, how they work, understanding the like the duelist or like the attacker role, understanding like the defender roles, like each character has like sets of abilities or roles, and it's like if you don't understand those mechanics and have like a coordinated team, there's you won't appreciate the game for what it is. And okay. Just solo queuing, I'm telling you, it's like the worst time.
Okay.
A terrible time.
I figured it out. I was Spider-Man.
You were Spider-Man?
Shut the fuck up, dude.
One of the most recognizable characters of all time.
Wait. Dead serious? You had to look. You're trolling, right? Okay. I was going to say, I thought you dead ass like didn't know. And then...
That's why I was laughing when I was reading it. I was like, some guy named
Peter Parker?
Spider Boy? No, it was actually Magneto.
Oh, boy.
Were you really?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, he's a tank.
Yeah, the tank. So, yeah. So, from what I've heard, it's.
I don't want teammates.
It's very, very, very similar. It's Overwatch is the game that it very closely mimics. If you've ever watched clips of Overwatch, I'm telling you, it's because I actually for the first time saw like real gameplay today, like not just like some YouTube, like actually like saw a streamer playing the game like live with like a team. So I was like, oh, okay.
I'm sure that's a different story. And having a team, having a human being like, oh, if you're going to play this character, I think you should play like this rather than like You know what I mean? Or someone on your team being like, oh, you should run the Tonto if you're going to be up in people's face.
Yeah.
Or this setup or these perks if you're brand new.
Especially these objective-based games where there's goals and you have to coordinate, especially with how the ultimates work, like when they have ultimates, it's like you need to coordinate. So it's meant for you to communicate with your teammates and be like, hey, like, you know, I'm getting my ult here. Maybe we can push this side, or maybe we can, you know, get to this objective faster if we do it this way. It's meant for that kind of dialogue in a game like that. And so, yeah, I mean, it's not good for solo queuing. It's not like COD where you can just literally solo queue to any lobby. It's you'll get the same appreciation for the game as you would if you were with a 4-stack or whatever.
Okay.
Because the truth is, like, the skill gap in a game like COD is not very high. It's like somebody who's never played the game before versus somebody who's put in days. It's like the guy that's put in days is going to be like marginally better. Like if they had like a kill rate, like the guy that's never played, it's going to get at least a few. You know what I mean? Like he's going to be able to kill him. But like if you were somebody that's never played Marvel's Rivals and you played somebody that's like put in days, like you're never going to be able to like kill that guy. The skill gap is much, much higher because there's a much deeper understanding of the mechanics.
To me, that doesn't make an attractive game. Like you said, it's like a high barrier to entry of like you need to really understand the mechanics of this game in order to actually like extract any fun out of it.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I'm not interested. But
like you don't think it would be fun if we 4-stacked a lot? I don't know. Is it 5v5 or 6v6 or is there different mode? You don't even know. I think it might be 5v5. That would make the most sense. But if we 4-stacked a lobby with me, you, Max, Rob, like you would probably enjoy it a lot more. Like a lot more.
They have Stakeout or
no?
Stakeout 24/7.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather play us four on ranked.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Zombies.
Yeah.
Rob and I played ranked yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How was that experience?
Huh?
Did you guys get absolutely body bagged or what?
No, it was actually a close game.
It was close. We were up 2-0 and then they came back a 1.
You guys play Surge in your ranked game?
This was Control.
Oh, Control.
We just clicked like find a match and then.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I think.
And it gave us the shittiest map.
Vault?
See, I don't know. I mean, I guess
it's a one-sided map.
Because like I don't know. Because I keep up with Valorant stuff. Sometimes I'll like see some stuff on Call of Duty, and I guess the pros or the orgs were complaining about Vault, and I think that map is gonna, or maybe it was not Vault, it was Red Card, maybe. But
that map sucks.
One of those two maps, I think, got the boot, or like in competitive play, like they're just not gonna play it anymore, or something like that.
Pretty like lopsided.
Yeah.
Well, no, it sucks because it's like, yeah, it's like, all right, what gun do I want to use? The AIMS or the AIMS?
Yeah. It's AIMS and GPR or MP5 and
PP19 or PP99.
C9 and the PP19.
Yeah, I think so.
No stims.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hardcore.
Yeah. I mean,
hey,
I think
you can kill your teammates too.
Well,
when it comes to a ranked play, it's like you can't have like stim shots. Like you can't have rechargeable stim shots, shit like that. Like I think that just like would ruin ranked play.
I could see having one stim. I don't know.
I've definitely stimmed and threw a flash yesterday, and I was like, shit.
You can only have. There's no. Is there a gunfighter?
You can go gunfighter, yeah.
But certain attachments weren't allowed.
You can run certain attachments, yeah.
Yeah.
No silencer.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no silencer. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta see bullet tracers, I guess that's what they want. Yeah, I don't know why that would be.
It had you off the mini map, so maybe they don't want that.
And you guys, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are done with the camo grind. Like you just have no desire, no camo grind.
I mean, it'll come naturally. I'm not like
maybe.
I'm done, done.
I was playing with Max on yesterday and Saturday, I think. And Max got he now can do dark matter. And and today was that day for me.
You got dark matter?
I have 33 dark spines, so yeah, I can start working on dark matter.
Nice. Yeah. Holy hell.
Damn, grinder.
What happened to fucking
Well, I'm a grinder, dude. I'm a finisher,
nine gold.
Dude, I know. I remember in the beginning I was like, I don't know if I should prestige, and here I am. Fucking
God damn.
So yeah, but once I have the now that I have the ability to do dark matter, I was like, I'm gonna save this for another day because it's like
tomorrow you're gonna be like, I got
what
it,
is
guys.
The challenge from dark spine to dark matter?
Well, dark spine is okay, so I'll give you the obviously you guys know what diamond is. So dark spine is actually it's triple kills. So with diamond, it's 3 kills and 1 life. So you can kind of camp corners, and as long as you get 3 kills and 1 life,
it's really not hard. Not
you can bad. You can get that. But dark spine is triple kills, and it's 3 of them.
Okay.
Oh, that's nothing.
It's not that bad. It's really
you could do that in a couple of stakeout rounds for sure. Well,
what I will say is that with the LMGs and like the SMGs and like certain like the high mag SMGs, it's it's not very difficult to get the triple kills. Where you do run into issues is the snipers are not fun to try and get triple kills with, because they don't shoot very fast, and it's not with a sniper, you know as well as I do that it's not very, and you have terrible movement, so to try and find enemies is like not good. So then you're just kind of stuck camping, and you're like, well, I hope a guy comes now, because if you don't fire off the round fast enough, then you'll just be like, oh, you got a double kill. It's like, oh, great.
Probably gonna die a lot. I feel like attempting that part of it with the snipes.
So yeah, believe it or not, it's easier with the SVD because it has a better fire rate and better mobility. So you can kind of like move around easier and like try and find enemies. But yeah, with the LR and the frost line, you're just trapped. You just got to try and get lucky kind of. And so, yeah, I mean, so the weapons that I got up to, so it's 33 weapons. So I did all the assault rifles, all the SMGs, all of the shotguns, all of the LMGs, all of the marksmans, and then 3 of the sniper rifles, the 3 main ones, the Frostline, the LR, and this SVD. And then I did all the pistols, and then I did the knife. So the knife is dark spine. But I had to get, you know, one of the other melees gold or whatever to be able to get to the diamond.
The pistols just sound like not fun.
Dude, pistols, you'd be surprised, though, because pistols sound annoying, but it's annoying if you play normal. You just play hardcore. Hardcore is unbelievably easy. I mean, I was telling Max that, you know, I was playing hardcore stakeout, and it's, you know, you'd be surprised. You get like 10 headshots, 15 headshots. Like, you can still, because it's just a one tap to the head. So you only have to fire one bullet. So if you get one guy that's just not moving, you just aim for his head, boop. It's much, much, much easier on hardcore. So yeah. I mean, I don't know. The other thing I wanted to mention too, and this is more relevant to me than to you guys because you guys are already 9th prestige, but during this double XP weekend, so every time you unlock the Darkspine Matter camo for the weapon, it's 7,500 XP. Mm. So you, like, during this last prestige, I was gaining an absurd amount of experience. I think I'm already like level 50 and I played for like a couple days or something like that. Nice. 52, 53 or something like that. So yeah, I basically got through a whole prestige just like unlocking dark spine skins.
Nice. So you're going to go for dark matter and then what?
Then it's on to the zombie skins and then the war zone skins.
Yeah, I don't know what the goal should be. I mean, for dark matter, I mean, I kind of just want to get like the good weapons dark matter. Like,
so what's the dark matter one?
Dark matter is 5 kills in 1 life.
Okay. How many of those do you need?
3.
Oh. Okay, that's not that bad.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's definitely doable. It's not impossible.
I mean, yeah, you can keep going. You don't have to.
Yeah. The one thing I was going to say is that, so yeah, for the dark matter skins, I'm really just going to, like I said, focus on, like, I'm getting the Jackal, maybe like the PP19, maybe the XM4, the AMIs, like just like the main weapons. And then if I feel like it, like, yeah, I might just work on some other ones if I feel like I need experience or just like want to level up faster. Because I think it's going to be the same. I think it's going to be like 7,500 XP for a dark matter skin. Mm. But yeah, I mean, there's obviously no rush now. I just want to have it unlocked and then have it for my good weapons.
Hell yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I don't really feel like doing that.
Dude, you'd be surprised. I mean, I'm no expert gamer here, but it didn't take me all that long. You'd be surprised. You would not have to put in that much more effort to get to... Because you guys already have, like, what, 29 weapons or something like that? 28 weapons?
30 diamond.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, now that they have more weapons available, like, you don't even, I don't know. I chose to do the sidearms instead of like the launchers and then the fourth sniper and the special weapon. The, what is it called? The
siren.
The siren. So yeah, you can do it however you want. I mean, I in my experience, the drill and the bat are just like they're really, really difficult to get like the triple kills. So but the knife is actually not that, it's not super difficult.
Yeah.
It's maybe like a 7 out of 10, but the bat and the drill is like a 10 out of 10 difficulty.
But I could be spending that time playing zombies.
You could.
True. We got our successful exfil last night.
Yeah, no. That,
or yesterday.
You two did.
Yeah.
With Max.
Oh, okay.
That's found good. A cheat code for it.
You found a cheat code for it. Yeah, no, our dumbasses fucking, we were like, got to the exfil point and then we thought we did it, but then we're watching the animation, we're jumping on the helicopter, and then the zombies just swarm you and take down the chopper.
So, James popped a Hellstorm missile.
LDBR.
Or LDBR, and I popped a chopper gunner.
Do you know it's like on top of a bank?
Yeah.
You have to kill like 100 zombies or whatever before.
Within like a minute or two.
Oh.
Just so the helicopter can land. So he killed like 10 of them. And then I went
maybe
in.
A little more.
Okay. And then I went with the
That's fine. Okay.
And I went with the chopper gunner. And by the time I was done, I was like, all right, we have 4 more left to kill. So we just blasted those guys and then jumped on the chopper.
Hell yeah. Well, that's.
Can we enter that game again from where we left?
I don't know. That's a good question. Isn't that the point of exfil? Is like,
because I know sometimes you can, like, if you're solo, you can just save your game.
Yeah, you can literally pause and save,
and then come back, and then come back later on.
Yeah, it's a good question. I thought that was the point of exfil, was like save a group progress here.
Yeah,
but the difference is, would we have to be you, me, and Max, and then we open a save file? How does that work? You know,
I don't know.
Because there's the three of us that successfully exfilled.
I don't know.
I wonder if it like does literally nothing. Like it's just like, oh, you check out, get the experience, and then start a new game.
I'd rather just die. It'd be faster. Yeah, we all just went down. It'd be faster.
Have you seen the video of the streamer that won like 100 and something levels, and like he thought he was saving the game when just exited?
No.
And then he's like, wait, what happened? Oh no, I hit the wrong button.
No
I'm
way.
Like, what a fucking dumbass,
dude. That guy legit probably played for like 8 hours.
Oh, he for sure played all day.
What is it, above 50, like it's negligible returns on your time or whatever?
What do you mean?
I don't know, like it's not really worth playing above 50 or something. Like
we haven't
that.
Gone that far.
Did we get to 45 or something?
Yeah, mid-40s. And then the chopper. No, I think we all died. Yeah, Max joined in halfway through and he already had like 20K.
Yeah.
Cash. Oh, what the hell?
So we're like, all right, get your loadout. And go pack a punch your gun twice and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Go do some damage now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys discover any like nuances or anything that you like that's worth sharing so that I'd suck less?
I think one of us needs to be level 45 going into it so they can buy the chopper gunner.
Okay.
Because I'm at that point where I can prestige and I'm not doing that just so I can be the one. Until one of you guys level up to 45.
Well, I definitely can buy chopper gunners right now.
Okay, nice. So when we jump in, we'll start doing that. Because it's only 2,500 scraps or whatever the thing is.
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's not. Because a self-revive is like, what, 1,500?
1,500, yeah.
Yeah. Also, do you guys know how the cash works in the game? Like how to get more cash?
I obviously don't. I'm always broke as a joke out there.
I was also always broke, and now I'm like fucking money bags out here. Now yeah. I'm averaging 40K.
Yeah, I would. That's something that I would love to learn about, because
how do you?
What I find is that towards like the later levels, I feel like you just plateau, and then all of a sudden, because then you'll have to buy ammo, because then
you blow bags on ammo,
and then so you're spending a bunch of money on ammo, and then you'll just do more damage, and then by the time you, and then all of a sudden you'll have the same amount of cash, and then you have to buy ammo again, or like along those lines, and I just feel like I plateau and then I'm not making progress.
So I think we just got to start getting all, like, not the double, not only the double points, but like the money sign ones.
Yeah.
And then always just critical headshots, and then you get rank up, rack up all your money.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the two non-negotiables, I think, is a silencer and the CHF barrel. Yeah. Is that kind of, you guys are on that same train?
Yeah, that's what's on my Krig right now.
It looks like it's not a save. It's just like it allows you to leave the game without dying.
Oh, what the fuck?
It must be just like for daily challenges or something.
It was a challenge of mine, so I finished that.
Mm-hmm. Intentionally end the game and earn extra XP.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm reading that it's hard. And the guide says, like, make sure you have decoys and a chopper gunner, and it'll be easy.
I do like running decoys, just so you can toss them in the corner and keep running and then turn around and just kill them.
So decoy is your utility?
Yeah.
And you run that over stim or over your grenades?
Over stim.
Over stim?
I used to run stims, and I'm like, there's so rare times where I need to use it. So I just run decoys.
It is. I don't know. I have mixed feelings. Because it is silly about running stims is that your health will regenerate. Like, it will.
There's times where it's like your health goes before your plates go, and you're like, what the hell is going on?
And then I feel like I need to learn how to kill these manglers, because, like, that fucking cannon that hums in on you is so fucking annoying.
The one that sends, like, that air blast.
Yeah.
If your things pack-a-punched and you aim for the head, do they go down really fast?
That is true, but I feel like they fire it so often, you're always, like, having to navigate not getting hit by the damn fucking whatever that thing is, air pocket.
The hard ones are the abominations to kill.
Yeah.
Dude,
they have a tiny crit or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you guys actually know where their crit is?
I think
it's
just
like a little light.
I just shoot where the light is, but it changes heads every once in a while.
Oh, is that what it is? All I noticed about it is that when it shoots out the beam is when it's like the most sensitive. Is that what you mean by the light, or are you saying
You can see it starting up, and I think if you just keep tagging it, you should be fine.
Okay. That's good to know, because, yeah, I mean, I was always just, like, aiming for any of the heads, and I'm like, I'm either doing 30 damage or, like, 2,800, so...
Yeah.
They go down really fast with the chopper gunner. If you can tell where they are on the map, just blast them, and they'll go down, like, super quick.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, the chopper gunners are fucking goated in that game.
Yeah.
I want to play other maps eventually, like...
Yeah.
I do think Liberty Falls is great. Variety, though, eventually. Like,
it's a nice start. It's nice to do, like, the Easter eggs, find the hidden instant kills, do the head on the church.
But then we're just running around the same map over and over again, just, like, playing Stakeout 24/7.
I would like to do
Citadel one's fun.
Second one? The one where we died downstairs, in the island?
Yeah.
That one would be fun, to, like, actually find the pack-a-punch machine and use it.
That's crazy. We never even found the pack of punch.
It's downstairs where we died.
In the cave.
Oh.
So once you start all, like,
Transformers.
The transformers, you turn them all on.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, it's down there under the water. And, like,
okay.
It's, like, really weird to get to.
I want to try that one again. There's a lot more tight spaces in that map than Liberty Falls. Like, Liberty Falls, you can leave yourself out in the open. Strategically on purpose, you know, like the main street or whatever.
Yeah.
And obviously when you run through, like, bank or run through bowling alley, you got to be a lot more mindful. But when we're playing, what's the second one called? Terminus. When we're playing that one, like, it's way tighter. There are a lot more, like, choke points where you need to be conscious of, like, check your mini map while you're walking backwards to make sure.
I like how you can swim, like, jump in the water and, like, but then I don't know if you watch any of, like, the Easter eggs of the map. There's, like, a huge monster you have to kill. With, like, tentacles and shit. It was hectic.
I want to play the Citadel one, too, but, yeah, it's just a maze. That's the biggest problem with that one. Jesus Christ.
Basically, you run to the end of the castle.
Feel like we go in, and then we go like this, down into a castle.
And then
there's a sewer.
You take the sewage out, and you start all over.
But only one person can ride the sewer at a time?
At a time, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
That's how some people of us got caught up.
No, one of you guys was taking the zip, and then I was just stuck waiting for the zip, and there's a horde.
He's like, all right, I bought the zip, going back to the gas station. All right, thanks.
And I was like, should we take it? We're kind of standing there, and then he just takes it. Like, all right. Thanks.
So to deviate here from the zombies for a quick second, did we talk about Christmas and Christmas gifts and what we got? No, I don't think we yet. Did.
No.
Not I think now's yet. A good time.
What you got on your wrist?
This is a Christmas gift to myself. So I actually, my dad does this every year. He's like, hey, what do you want for Christmas? And so I was like, oh, this would be good because me and I can both get one. We've had a Fitbit before, really enjoy the wearables. So this one is just a Garmin. It's just a running watch.
Mm. It's not a golf watch?
No. So okay. So actually, there's different models that have like the golfing capability, but mm-hmm. there's the one that's like the running version with golf is like $600.
If only you knew a guy who could get one. Cheaper.
Damn, I know, right?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That'd be crazy. I didn't even think about that, which is a total L on my part. It would apply for maybe those items?
I can get it on an app. Yeah.
Maybe you should get
one. Maybe it's not the running a golf one. I'll check.
Well, yeah.
What's that one called? What's the one that can do both?
The Forerunner 965 or something like that. But Garmin does have like a whole line of like only golf ones, I yeah. think, which is probably the inventory that you guys have or keep. I didn't even think of. Oh my god, that's
store one has two in stock at the moment.
Yeah, but so anyways, I originally asked my dad for like the entry level version one, and that's what Mia got. And then as I was doing more research and debating,
965,
yeah, that one, yeah, that one has
that one.
That's your cost?
Yeah, my price, yeah.
I'm so sad. I'm literally so sad.
What? Why didn't you want to get an Apple Watch?
This one's just more running focused, that's all. I don't know.
I think it looks cool.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Just a simple watch, nothing crazy. I don't know. I feel like I'm not super particular about it. I mean, I saw my cousin wearing it when he was in Mexico, and I was asking him about it, and he seemed to really like it. But wow, that's
they have a white one.
Yeah, they usually have a couple colors.
White stone.
But I just think it's super helpful. So the entry level model can basically do everything that this one does, except it doesn't have music, and then it doesn't have like the statistics for like your load management and like your training status. Which
like if you're taking like big loads or
pretty much, yeah.
You can't just tell how big of a load.
Fuck me, man. Fuck my life.
Load overflow.
Anyways, long story short. I got the Forerunner 165, told my dad to return it because I wanted to get the upgraded one, got the upgraded one, just came in today.
All right.
So yeah, I immediately got it, put on my running shoes, and just dipped.
Nice.
The cool thing, and I didn't even know that they could do this, but this one has music, and so you like connect your Spotify account, and then you don't even have to carry your phone, you can just like plug, you have your Bluetooth headphones, and then you can like download a library and you have some songs, and then you literally can just have it connect to your watch. Well, I thought that was super cool. I'm sure Apple probably does that. That makes sense, but yeah, I just wanted to try it out, so that was nice.
Which one do you have?
This is the Forerunner 265.
Okay. Nice.
But yeah, it makes sense that you guys carry the 965 because that one is
well, we also
like
have
a
265.
Do you really?
The 265?
Dude, I'm so sad. Like, I'm actually so sad.
You got the receipt?
Did you buy it?
I just, like, don't even want to go through, like, the whole return.
Who did you buy it from?
Garmin.
Direct?
Yeah. I don't even. It's so. Yeah, I know.
Hey, you leave this one in the box. You give it to Garmin.
Oh.
But they might be serialized.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Yeah,
that's. They may have like. That's the only thing.
I don't know. I don't even want to go through the hassle, but I know that I should. I think there's like 150 reasons why. Something like that. God damn. I didn't even Think about that. Dude, we don't take advantage of James enough with the store. You think about that ever, Rob?
You guys could be taking loads in here.
I don't take loads.
I've heard otherwise.
I just give them out.
Christmas gifts. What'd you get, Rob?
I got
some pants.
A Yeti coffee mug.
Nice.
Okay.
A little travel.
We sell those too.
Yeah. What else did I get? I got
the Jetty.
Some new plastic pieces from a PS5. So I changed the color of it.
Okay.
And it added like some ventilation to it.
Whoa.
getting lots of airflow for all of that load that you're taking.
What else did I get? Got my gun parts I wanted.
Ooh. Which one?
Nice.
The red dot and then the headphone, the earmuffs.
You got a red dot?
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude, that's sick.
It's the one you sent me.
Which one?
The one, I forgot, one on Amazon. For my AR.
Oh, it's for AR?
Yeah.
Which one did I send you? Nice, dude.
What else did I get? Got some clothes.
Clothes? Did you get these?
I did. I got a bunch of different pants
that you're wearing?
Bunch of different colors.
Nice.
Then I'm at my work pants.
Ooh, these are your work pants? This
one? Yeah.
Yeah, it's so cheap.
Now I don't get to. I don't have to wear my nice clothes to work.
You can't be stunting on the coworkers like that. You got to save them for, you know, date night.
I think that's it so far.
Okay, James, Christmas gifts.
Highlights would be Dolce & Gabbana cologne.
Ooh, D&G? Light blue.
Light blue?
No, it's a different one.
Different fragrance.
Dark blue.
Do you get cologne like every year, basically?
I usually ask for it.
Yeah.
Because usually I don't know what to ask for, so I just go like, "Oh, I do appreciate a nice scent."
There you go.
I got a foam cannon.
A foam cannon
for washing your car.
Nice. Oh,
I thought it was for taking like extra loads. Like you need a cannon.
Gotta foam it up a little bit.
Why would I need a cannon for that?
Well, for maximum load opportunities, that's why.
Mega load. It's a foam cannon. I haven't even used it yet, but so I'm excited.
For washing your car at home.
Do you even have like
pressure washer? Yeah.
So what do you do? Do you put like some Dawn dish soap in there and then it just blasts out a bunch of foam?
No, you put Adams Mega Foam. I've also got a big tub of Mega Foam.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. Adams?
Yeah.
Nice.
Supposed to be the foamiest of the foam. And the gun I got is the foamiest gun.
Oh.
It's about to go crazy.
You spared no expense with this foam
cannon. It was a Christmas gift, so I spared zero expense.
Oh, okay.
So where did you get the pressure washer? Didn't you return one?
Scott has one.
Okay, you guys fixed it?
We had another one. I didn't know about another one.
Yeah. Damn, he's hiding that shit for me.
Yeah. I was going to use it this weekend, but.
Nice. The weather's been kind of weird.
Got too lazy. It's a whole thing washing your car.
It yeah.
sucks. Really is just like an
it
hour of
sucks.
Labor.
Damn.
Clean up.
Dude,
sucks.
I'm not going to lie. You like never in a million years can I see myself ever washing my car.
Best part is it's like free. That is the good part.
It's time consuming.
It's literally,
and I do a better job than like, not a detailer, of course, but like driving it through a wash.
Mm-hmm.
Me with my hand and my eyes can do much better.
Yeah,
at getting all the little things off, right? Because then you're physically getting your hands all over it.
Yeah,
and more like, you know. Then I clean all the glass with glass cleaner, like clean the wipers underneath them. I get in the wheel well and I make sure that's clean.
I guess the part that I hate about washing my car is more of like the setup and the takedown.
Yeah, the cleanup.
The in-between is fine because you know you're doing what you want and how you want your car to look, but that whole hose, taking that off, putting the pressure washer away, fuck that.
Boom, throw it all. Just like at the podcast.
I was about to say, you know James just has a box or an area dedicated and he just throws all of that
shit.
Yeah,
then he's going to get hit with, hey, why is this pressure washer broken now?
Yeah, washing it, rinsing it, washing it is fine. It's drying it and putting everything away that fucking sucks.
Oh, and the
drying. Drying it sucks.
Oh my God, I would hate that. I would.
Rinsing is the best part. It's fun.
Yeah, my mom, she like loves doing her own car washes or like whatever, like the self-service. But she loves it. And I'm like, oh, I could literally never do that. I would just hate myself.
I don't mind it. It's the cleanup and all the extra.
Yeah.
I like it because I can give it a lot of attention to detail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because now that I think about it, I don't even really have the option. It's like, where would I go? I live in a damn apartment. Like, how the fuck do I wash my own
car?
Sometimes
they have parking spots.
Yeah, my in-laws have like a little carport with like a hose attachment.
Oh.
And, like, sometimes, yeah.
They wash in there.
It'll have like a hose. You got to bring your soap and bucket.
I think you have to bring your own hose to this one.
Oh, shit. Because people be stealing the hose, probably.
Probably. At least so, dude.
Did you say people be out there just stealing hoes?
Yeah, in different area codes.
You ain't stealing my hoes, that's for sure.
Damn. Too much load management.
Yeah.
So just a watch for you?
Well.
Cologne.
Mia got me the cologne, which I requested, but this year I was directly responsible for my Christmas gifts.
That's the best.
So because I don't know, something about this year, like I was doing really well with work in like the very, very, very beginning of the year, but the last like eight months or so have been really, really rough.
Last 8 months.
It's been a while. Fuck. It's honestly been a long time where I've had some really slow months at work, but I reached the point where I was like, you know what? Like, just because I've had a crappy year with work or a crappy whatever 8 months, it's like I'm gonna take care of myself. Like, I'm gonna buy some running shit. I bought some stuff that I really wanted, so I literally checked off everything that was on my list. You know, we were talking rain pants.
Yeah,
I bought myself rain pants. So I bought some from the Malbin. Did a collab with Undefeated.
Oh, nice. And I got both those brands.
Yeah, no, and I got their rain pants, and honestly, they're fucking sick. And they're perfect. They're like exactly what I wanted. Which was it's so rare for a collab to like have exactly what you, because I don't know. But anyways, I love these rain pants. So I got that. I got the cologne, I got the watch. And then other than that, I just bought a bunch of just like running stuff recently. Like I really liked these shorts, these running shorts that I got. They're just shorts, and they have a liner attached to them. So instead of having boxers and then shorts over them, the ones with the liners, I noticed that you just fuck with them less over the course of a run. So a lot of times, like when I have like the good shorts on, I'm not even thinking about like my comfort level. Like, I just feel really comfortable, and I'm not messing with myself. So it's really nice. So
you're not doing the package readjustment.
No.
Fifth step.
No. So I mean, those ones that I got were from Hoka, but like I'm just trying out some other brands to see like which other ones are good. So I got some from Lulu, got some from Nike, and then I got some half tights from this brand called Bandit Running, which apparently are highly rated.
So, you know who I heard has really good running clothes?
Who?
His Built Basics.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I'm kidding.
I don't know if I could ever again. I don't know. And then the last thing that I got was I got a smart scale from Garmin.
Nice.
So
straight from them?
Yeah.
I wonder if a guy can get that.
No, I'm sure that there's a guy in this room that could, maybe
have. I can get the scale. Yeah, I saw it on here.
Dude, I'm actually so tilted about that. Like, if James could like actually get it on the low, my goodness. But yeah, the smart scale was actually a lot cooler than I thought. Like, it like measures like your fucking muscle density, your bone density, like obviously your weight, and then the underrated thing I didn't even think about was like everything's all connected through an app. So then yeah, you can like track the I don't know. I love the statistics of it. So I think I was really impressed. It's really cool.
Nice.
I like it.
Nice.
I know, but now that you're in the Garmin ecosystem, but had you thought about Whoop at all?
Yeah, I mean, I don't love the subscription model,
right,
which is I just find annoying.
But if you like the data and the statistics and the information, I think that's supposed to be really good.
No, I mean, I've heard great. I mean, I was considering Whoop a certain time ago. I don't know. Something about being nickel and dimed over the course of months, like, I just doesn't doesn't fancy. Whereas, like, I'd rather, even if it's like whatever. I mean, obviously, this it's like a really expensive watch, and it's like, yeah, when you do the math, it's like, oh, well, like, you could just literally have a Whoop for like X amount of years. Essentially, mm-hmm. it's like the same thing, but it's like, I don't know. I don't want the monthly bill like that. I don't know if it's like 10 or 12 or whatever.
In perpetuity, which is what sucks.
Yeah.
The hell is that?
Our lights have been goofed in this apartment, so
it just didn't blow up.
Does that have cellular?
So I can do messages, if that makes sense.
Okay. Do you have that out of range of your phone? Do you do messages?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. How does that work?
Satellites, I think.
And you don't have to pay more for that.
I don't think so.
There's no subscription? Mm-mm. Dude, in 30 days they're gonna hit you with, if you'd like to continue this service.
I would be really annoying.
Do you see what
annoying.
I'm saying? That means that you would have service to that. In which case, you can just pay like $5 to your provider or whatever. But it's rare that you, being out of Bluetooth distance of your phone, it would work without paying extra money per month. That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Actually.
You know what I'm saying?
Usually it's through Bluetooth.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Maybe you are right. Maybe I can only, because I linked the phone up earlier or whatever, like the Bluetooth and the Wi-Fi and everything, and I definitely got notifications on this.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to like read text messages that I got.
But if you go on a run without your phone.
Yeah.
Ask me to like text you like 5 minutes into your run.
I think you might be right.
And if you don't get it until you come back home, and when your phone like either connects to the same network as your watch,
right,
or your phone connects Bluetooth to your phone and your watch connect.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
it's an idea.
You're probably right about that.
What's your heart rate right now?
Heart rate? Oh,
180.
Why are you stressing?
I'm nervous. After the
chocolate? Yeah, I don't know. I have to mess around with the screen because you can choose which data it shows you.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're not wearing it when you're
yanking. Heart rate
it.
Is 84, which is honestly pretty high, but I did go for a run earlier today, so I don't know.
84.
Yeah, that's not a good resting heart rate, but all good. Yeah, no, but this has a lot of the same metrics that Whoop does, like the sleep stuff and all of that.
Oh,
which
does?
Yeah.
But you just have to wear it while you're sleeping, which I guess a Whoop you would have to, too.
Yeah, precisely.
Are you going to wear it sleeping?
Yeah. No, I mean, I love collecting all the data and just looking at it, observing it, looking at the REM, all that bullshit. I love it.
How long is the battery life?
It's pretty long, actually. I think it's like,
it's got a sweet display.
It's like days, like many days.
Really?
Yeah. But
nice.
It depends also what mode it's in. So from what I was reading.
Sicko mode?
What I was reading is that when you're using the GPS function, it uses like a lot more battery.
Yeah.
So when you're on runs, it's like tracking your GPS. So it uses like a lot of battery. But if you're just like in like the idle mode, it can last a long time.
That makes
long
sense.
Long time.
If you ever use your phone to use GPS for like hours, it crushes your battery.
Oh yeah, Maps was absolutely fries my shit now.
Yeah, and your phone gets like hot. But that would mean it also has cellular.
Yeah.
Well, so like, it does have cellular. If you have satellite GPS to your run.
I know that for this particular model, there's like, yeah, it tracks it via satellite. I mean, it's...
Which is cellular service in a sense of like...
Yeah.
It can communicate beyond the Bluetooth connectivity to your phone is all I'm saying.
Yeah. I think that's the case. I was reading the manual when I got it, but I didn't go super duper deep into it because I just wanted to... just like fiddle around with it like on the run, like I wanted to use it, like track the stats and all of that. So
dude, I heard the golf one is sick with your approach distances and stuff like that.
No, I'm sure that's cool. I don't love the idea of like wearing a watch while I'm golfing, but I was like also at the same time because I was considering like the even higher tier model with the golf, but also I was like, well, I was like, it's like a lot more money, and it's like, I'm not even sold if I want to wear the watch while I'm out there. And it's like, I already have a rangefinder, so it's like, you know, I guess if you really want the stats of like your fucking, like how far your irons went and shit like that, it would calculate that for you, which is really cool. But also, I'm just like, do I really need that? Like, I don't know.
I noticed you're wearing it on your left wrist.
Yes.
As a right-handed person would.
Yeah.
Interesting. True.
I mean, I throw right-handed and I write right-handed. So
you throw right-handed?
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I bat left-handed, yes.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
We've been over this before, but yeah. Wearing
still
it on the left.
Still confuses me. Okay. You don't want to wear it while you're playing golf? A watch?
I don't love the idea of wearing a watch while I golf. I don't.
I had to stop doing it.
Why?
It would, like...
Then you're wearing it too low on your wrist. And or you're cupping.
Yes.
Both of those are
if
no
you
good.
Cup,
yes.
You can feel it. If you didn't be doing that, you should be like that.
No, I'd have stopped wearing it golfing.
Because
otherwise, it sounds annoying.
If you don't cup, you have nothing to worry about.
If you're John Rahm, you have no issues.
Yeah, if you're DJ at the top like that.
Nice. Yeah.
Tech guy over here.
Yeah, decided to treat myself.
You're looking like straight out of Silicon Valley right now with the vest and the new watch. Yeah.
Hey, man.
Steve Jobs who?
Looking like I'm about to complete a Series A funding.
Yeah. VC.
So do you take Hazelwood on your runs?
I haven't done it recently, but I have in the past, and I just don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy running with the dog.
Mm. She good at running?
No.
Okay. Well, I feel like you'd have to train, and that's a whole...
The thing is that, like, for a couple miles, like, she could definitely hang for a couple miles, but, like, when you start approaching that, like, 3 mile, 4 mile, it's like, dude, that dog, like, then she slows down, and she doesn't want to run at your pace, and then that's annoying.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I like I said, I've definitely done it before, but I don't know. I mean, she's not like a super athletic dog. Like, she's just...
She's got some athletic ability.
Yeah, I mean...
But like you said, I mean, how often is she out there?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. She's got no cardiovascular. She really doesn't.
It does look like fun to do like trail running with a dog, like off the leash. If they could, if they were well-behaved... We're into it. That looks like fun.
She would do,
or a hunting dog.
She would do really well with that. But also, I mean, I don't know where I live. It's like everyone's walking their dog. There's so many people. I was like, I don't want to deal with her like fucking like getting distracted or something like that. But but she would definitely like she would never have any issues like following me or anything like that. She would do really well.
Yeah.
Definitely seen it like in hiking trails. It's pretty common, but even like I have seen a couple people like off leash dogs, but I don't know. I still want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
It would just be, it'd be cool to be that guy if your dog does exactly what it should be doing the entire time. Then
Yeah.
Such as keeping your pace, not getting distracted.
Yeah, it's kind of like the opening scene in SWAT where he's like on the beach with his dog and he's like running and like the dog is like doing the workouts with him.
Just like that scene.
Yeah. Like a German, like a well-trained German Shepherd, that would be sick.
Yeah. Dog like to work, but I feel like a dog would enjoy the first mile. They're like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then they're like, this ain't that fun anymore, dog.
I'm going home.
Dogs love sprinting and running around.
No
but,
leash.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
But like long distance, they don't love.
And then also the other thing too is like, well, then now all of a sudden it's like, oh, what are you going to do for water? It's like the dog's got, you know, you can't just like gas out your dog and not give him water. They're just going to be just exhausted and they're not going to want to go anymore. But dude, I remember my mom used to take our tiny little Maltese on these 3 mile runs around Lake Mission Viejo. And our little dog was like a fucking crackhead. He loved it. Like he would literally like run three miles around the lake with my mom.
They got so much energy built into them though.
Dude, Maltese, that's a crazy ass breed.
Damn, so he was just a nut.
He was actually a psycho, like an actual psycho.
So that's probably the best thing to do for him is just take him out there and run.
Yeah.
That's funny. Hazel's a lot chiller. She's chill.
Yeah.
How's your puppy?
You gonna take your puppies on runs?
She's a little crackhead.
Pictures? I haven't seen
She's
pictures.
A little crackhead.
Yeah, I was about
right
to
now.
Say, share the photos.
I don't have any.
You don't have any? Yeah, right.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Maria doesn't have any?
I just saw a screensaver. It's his dog.
I don't have any.
It's all him with his, holding his dog, like all these poses and stuff.
Let me see if I have a picture or two.
No.
Emma?
Yeah. Emmy.
Emmy.
Emmy?
Emmy, yeah.
Emmy boy!
Yeah, I got home.
Is that Remy boy?
It's so hard for me not to call her. It's so hard for me not to call her Remy. And I'm like, I don't know why I want to do that. I don't have any pictures.
I feel like you just don't want to show.
I don't have any.
Why don't you have any?
Because I don't take pictures of my dogs or my kids or me.
Kind of. What do you take pictures of?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. I get the pro model iPhone not to take any pictures.
Yeah, I was about to say, this guy, first day he got this phone, he's like, dude, look at the zoom on thing. Yeah. Look at the zoom on this thing. Dude, it can take like the best photos ever.
Don't use it.
Okay, quick question. How many pictures do you have on your phone?
Oh, man.
Don't ask me.
All I know is that iCloud really wants me to upgrade my storage, but fuck all that bullshit. I ain't paying you a dollar a month
how
or whatever.
How old is
how many photos?
First picture on your iPhone.
iCloud, look at this. First message I get, iCloud Photos has not updated in 1,116 days.
For like 3 years. 13,000? Oh, my God.
Holy, I don't feel 000? Bad now.
How many you got?
3,700.
Oh, shit. Okay. I got 2,021.
When's the first picture from? What year?
I have 5,051.
Damn, that's a lot.
But yeah, I am rocking a 10S here, so.
My oldest picture?
Yeah, how would you find that out?
2012.
Damn, really?
Yeah. I didn't take the picture, I don't think.
Got mine's from...
Oldest?
Mine's from 2013.
First?
It's from a motorcycle accident. My nice. First picture.
2009?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. How do you find the fucking first photo you take?
Scroll all the way up.
Oh.
Click on it.
You just go...
All the way, buddy.
Just fucking...
All the way up.
I take a lot of screenshots, I'll be honest.
Me too.
I take an absurd amount of screenshots.
Of like things I want to read about later or like... products I want to buy or whatever it is.
I am almost ashamed to share this, but my first photo is literally a screenshot. It's a meme. This is just from
password.
January 20th, 2016 is my first photo, and this is the first thing that I took.
That's so 2016, Blake.
Babe, you gotta... Babe, you have to come here. This is the first thing that I took a photo of.
Lit.
I probably thought that was so funny.
You're like, look at this.
Look at this. This is the second photo I've took.
What is with you, dude?
Babe,
why are they both about being lit? That's so funny. There's a common theme of
so for the listeners out there, my first photo is it's a multiple choice selection, and it's the first option is single, the second option is taken, and the last option is lit, and lit is circled. And then the second one is also a meme, and it's a bunch of matches that have been burned, and then there's a one that hasn't been burned, and then it's the caption is when you're patiently waiting to be lit.
Oh yeah.
What's your third picture? Is it about being lit? No. I swear to God.
It's not like a meme, but it's like this is It's me.
Of course.
The third photo is me holding a shot, drunk as fuck. Oh, God, that's
dude,
so
2016
good.
Blake, that's lit.
Oh,
dude.
Man.
Dude was on one mode.
Oh, just trying goodness. To get lit. Dude, it's 2016, man. You know, it's the first year after I graduated. Like, I was just having
Let's
a good time.
When you're patiently waiting to get lit. That's so funny, dude.
Oh, my God.
That is funny.
When James asked the question, like as I was looking at the photo trying to contain my laughter, and he goes, "What's the third?"
That's so funny. I don't think I have anything that good.
Yeah, but wait, hold on though. Back to the what was your first photo taken on your phone?
2013.
Oh damn.
November 2nd,
2012.
Yeah. No, an absurd.
I got a meme from 2017 that I screenshotted. When you're in a haunted house and you hear something start to lick its lips, please don't eat my ass, spirits. Wow. It's 2017. That's one of my oldest pictures. Is Rob and I stuck in the desert.
What a day.
Nice.
I still remember that.
Wow.
Made it back, I assume?
Yeah, they're calling AAA. Well, let's wrap it up, boys.
Yep. All right. If you guys enjoyed this episode of the Bump and Run Boys podcast, leave a like. Let us know you enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
This is Blake Ross.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
End of the year. See you next year.
Peace.